As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the Belco Studios here in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. On the Odyssey app. Woo, what an app. You can put that on your phone. It's free. And you'll take us anywhere you go. And the podcast after 10 a.m. back here Monday after Easter weekend. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm sure we'll get to the little birthday party over the weekend, the hat trick party, number 3 for little Debbie. Plus, you had a birthday over the weekend. You turned 40.
It was 39, yeah, but it was great.
Yeah, we know, 40. We'll get to that later on, too. Shpadil, how are you?
Hello?
Shpadil.
I'm doing great.
How are you? Oh, good.
I got to turn my mic on.
Yeah. How was your Easter?
It was all right. I actually didn't do anything.
Did that stinking bunny come to your house?
No, my mom wanted to do brunch, but then
the Easter bunny.
The Easter bunny didn't stop by, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't do brunch either?
No. Hmm. No, I had paintball practice, so then my mom was like, well, if you're going to play paintball, then we're not going to do anything for Easter, so we just didn't do anything.
You could have blown off paintball just to be with your mom.
No,
just one day.
I got to go. I'm going to Philadelphia in 2 weeks. I got to be ready.
Well, you got mom for life, though. I mean, you need a good relationship. But it's your call. It's your call, buddy. Okay. It's your call.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Nothing bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd point that out for you.
Yeah. And you're going to miss that opportunity when it's
one day.
Over.
Yeah. One day. One day, buddy. Waking up to sad news this morning. A lot of Christians and a lot of Catholics around the world don't even know yet, but Pope Francis has died. He died at 88 years old. He died overnight in our time, 7:30 in the morning, Vatican time, which I think it's about 1:30 in the morning here. I think it's about a 6-7 hour difference, something like that, right? But the Pope has died. Remember, he was in the hospital there with pneumonia, and he stayed there for, what, 3 weeks or so?
It was a while.
He stayed there for about 3 weeks, and they thought he was going to die then. But he attended an Easter service yesterday. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. He actually was a part of an Easter service.
Yeah, he spoke to a crowd.
He sure did.
Uh-huh.
Had a boy Shpadil.
Hung out with J.D. Vance.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He met with Vance yesterday?
That's what they said, yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No.
No.
Pope Francis has died. The 88-year-old pontiff passed away just hours after he surprised many by addressing the Easter Sunday crowd at St. Peter's, even riding through the square in his famous Pope Mobile. He also held a meeting at the Vatican with Vice President J.D. Vance.
Well, that's why this news, despite the Pope's age, despite his recent health struggles, really caught a lot of folks by surprise. He appeared to be on the road to recovery after suffering double pneumonia that led to a 38-day hospital stay.
All right, Pope is dead.
Didn't he get in the Pope Mobile?
Did what now?
Didn't he get in the Pope Mobile?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
isn't it wild?
It is such weird timing.
Hi,
everybody.
When I saw the guy, good morning, Jamie. When I saw that he was at that Easter service, the Pope Mobile, then he had that meeting with J.D. Vance, which I didn't know about until just now. But when you see that, you think,
he's
doesn't
fine.
Look like a guy that's going to die tonight.
No,
seriously.
At all.
You know?
Yeah, it was weird timing, isn't it? Oh, well, you know what? It was kind of amazing that he got to have these last moments, and it was Easter.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So we'll go with
that. The whole timing of
it
all.
It was a blessing.
It was.
Yeah.
Like a miracle.
Yes. Yes.
Did you see the car on fire?
I did.
Was it really blazing when you came by?
Yes.
Holy moly. That thing's like an inferno down
it's
there.
It's kind of crazy.
If you don't know what we're talking about, southbound I-25, near Castle Pines Parkway, is it?
Yeah.
Somewhere down in that area. There's a car on fire, and I swear, it looks like a five-story building on fire.
Yeah, it was weird because it was like, it's a black car, but it's like white. I can't explain what's going on. I don't know if they put foam on it or if it's an electric car or what. I don't know. It's just blazing.
You know, the first thought I had was electric.
It may be.
Because that fire is like nothing I've ever seen from a car before.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
So both sides are very slow. One side's kind of stopped. The other one's very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the whole right side of that southbound lane, I think that whole side's backed up.
And then it's weird because in front of that, there's a semi truck that's pulled over by a cop. So I don't know what's going on.
I mean, these flames are shooting 50 feet in the air.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
There's so many people on the road today. I don't know if y'all just got back from spring break, Easter, whatever, but man, and you guys are crazy.
Got a wacky bunch out there today,
right?
Though.
Yeah.
How was your Easter weekend?
Well, let me just say, Jamie White Construction is in full throttle.
I saw you pulling up your pants there.
Yeah.
Tightening up your belt. What do you mean? What'd you do?
Jamie White Construction. Yeah.
Oh, we got to get to this when we come back.
Jamie White Construction. Yeah.
All right, when we come back.
Yep.
You built something over the weekend?
Yeah.
Remodeled, did you?
Yeah, I remodeled.
Maybe some roofing?
Yeah.
Did you do some roofing, too?
I was roofing.
It was a roofie weekend.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that when we get back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome back from the Easter weekend. Hope you had a great Easter. We did. I know most people did. Jamie, now you said that you were busy all weekend. You were doing the old
Here's what happened. I was going to go out of town, right?
Yeah.
And then I did exactly what you said. I took a nap, and then I was like, I don't want to go out of town.
Well, Jamie was contemplating going to Arizona for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay? Poolside with a friend of hers, and, you know, just have just a down weekend, because the weekend before was just go, go, go,
and the weekend
Hawk.
Before that.
And the weekend before that was go, go, go.
Was that the weekend, a home opener or something? I don't know. I feel like it's just been
You know,
crazy.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it was. I think it was. And then you decided, a little downtime, okay? As we're leaving the studio on Friday.
I still hadn't made my ticket, but I checked it. It was still available.
But I could tell by the way she was walking.
The way I was walking?
And the way you were talking. And I could tell. By the time we got to the elevator, I said,
You're not going
to Arizona.
And I'm like, you're probably right.
And then we rode down the elevator. We got out of the elevator. The conversation continued. I said, Jamie, you're not going. You're going home. You're going to bed. You're going to take a nap. Just going to chill. That's going to be your day today. Because remember, the weather was really bad on Friday.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then my girlfriend, Michelle, she was sitting at the airport for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, she couldn't get out.
What? No kidding.
Yeah.
Four hours.
Wow.
Man, good thing you didn't go.
I know. And so she wrote on the group chat to all the girls.
Oh, that's right.
She's like, oh my God, I've been sitting here for 4 hours.
They had like 3,500 flights that were affected by that weather, right?
Yeah. So I was like, you know, this doesn't sound fun to me.
No.
So I was like, I looked at the weather and everything. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call this a day.
That was a good call.
Yeah,
good
call. I felt like that was Jesus when she said she was sitting there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, that does not sound fun.
The Arizona vibe just wasn't there.
No, it was not there. So anyway, so I stayed home, but I went to the depot twice.
Friday? Or during the weekend?
During the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yep, went to the depot Home Depot.
Yeah, a little butch action, huh? A little butch.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go through the shopping cart if we could.
By the way, there's a guy in the paint section.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get my paint and go, right? Boy, was he a talker.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, you don't even know. And I was like, uh-huh. And I kept looking down at my paint like, can we just do this, you know? And he was telling me all about he went to Peru. I don't know.
Kind of reminded you of me, didn't it?
No, I don't think you'd sit there and tell me about you going to Peru.
No, but I'd tell you about a lot of crap. I'd be terrible at that job because I'd want to talk to everybody. I talk to everybody when I'm at the airport, wherever I go.
Yeah,
my wife gets so upset.
You talk to people on the airplane.
I talk to people on airplanes.
I don't let anybody talk to me on the airplane.
I talk to people when I check out at the grocery store and they have this look in their eye like, shut up.
Yeah, you were that guy.
I'm that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I just literally wanted paint. Like, that's all I needed. I just needed some paint. And oh my God. Like, I almost walked out, but he was nice. You know, you don't know what to do when they're nice.
Yeah.
But they just obviously are lonely and they just want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, he just wanted a friend.
And
yeah.
Of all places, Home Depot to me feels like one of those places you want to be in and out.
Yeah.
You want to get it done because you're doing a DIY, man. You've got things at home. You might have something that's drying that you need to hurry up and get something on there. You know what I mean? You're in and out.
Yeah, because it's kind of one of those knee-jerk reactions like, let's go to the depot and get it. Yeah. So that's what happened. And I was just like, and nobody was there. So he was so bored. So yeah. I was his victim. Oh, my God.
Talked your ear off, didn't he?
He went to Peru, you know.
Bless his heart. Which store is that? I may go over there and talk to him today.
You guys could be buddies.
Yeah. Well, I need a good friend. I don't have a lot of friends.
My God. Yeah. And it was just, and we didn't need to go through the whole paint thing. Like, just do it. And they kept telling me, come in here. Come in the little square.
Let me show you.
Let me show you how we do this. He called me into the square. And I was like, Yeah. And he's like, here's it. We push this button. And I'm like, oh my God.
Whoa. He did not cross that line, did he? Where he brings you back there to show you the bucket shaker?
I saw the bucket shaker.
Oh, you cannot be looking at his bucket shaker.
Yeah. And he gave me some
free
sticks.
That means he was flirting.
Yeah.
If he showed up, the bucket shaker.
Yeah, he gave me free sticks. So that was kind of neat. And I was like, thanks. Man, and now the way they do paint now, have you guys bought paint lately?
I have.
It's impossible to open with that plastic.
You're right.
That plastic cup. What the hell is that thing?
What's the plastic cup? I've never seen that.
Now they have an opening in the middle of the paint.
It's a spout.
And you have to put this plastic spout on it to open it.
Yeah.
And if you have nails and they come around, it's just...
That sounds dumb.
It is dumb.
It is dumb.
It's dumb. Just use it a screwdriver like the good old days.
So what were you painting?
I was painting my room and my closet.
Really?
Yeah, it looks really good. I'll show you a picture.
You got her done?
Yeah, I got her done. And
what color did you paint it?
It's like a charcoal.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
So you did that over the weekend? I painted.
Oh,
I hate to tell my story.
And I put up shelves, too.
You put me to shame.
I put up these awesome shelves.
You put up shelves?
I put 16 of them up. It's crazy.
Wow.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
After you looked at this man's bucket shaker,
yeah,
you went back to the house with your charcoal paint.
And a bunch of light bulbs.
And light bulbs. Yeah. Light bulbs. And you went back to your house and you painted an entire bedroom and a closet and put up 16 shelves.
Yep.
This weekend?
That's right, Jamie White Construction.
I'm going home. I'm done.
You didn't even hide Easter eggs for your kid.
I do. All I did, I cleaned out a garage over the weekend.
Well, that's
Took
good.
Us 2 days to do it.
Yeah.
2 days to clean out a garage. Oh, by the way, I brought you something.
Oh, what'd you
I got bring? A gift with my story.
Oh, okay.
Man, I'm so sore this morning.
Yeah.
I have lifted shelves and moved things. You can actually park a car.
Oh, you can?
That's amazing.
Wait, that hasn't happened since I've met you, and I've known you for 200 years.
It's been 20 years, folks. Couldn't park in that garage. You can actually get a car in there. Yeah. Yeah. One side. That's a two-car garage, but the other side has the exercise equipment.
I thought the Charger always went in there.
Well, it does, whatever it can fit.
Oh, it's been on the street.
Yeah, it's been on the street.
How many cars? So you have the Charger, the Explorer,
Jamie, let's not digress here.
The BMW.
Let's not digress.
Grandpa Gus. You have six cars on the street?
I bought you a gift.
You have six cars on the street?
Maybe seven. There's one on blocks.
Oh my God!
On the lawn.
Yeah.
Just
kidding.
What'd you? Those are pins.
Oh my God! What?
Eight pins.
That's like so 200 pins. Where did you?
Oh, it's more like 300.
Where'd you get those?
I've got 4,000 ink pens in my garage.
Why?
I found. Because Grandpa Gus ordered them for his business. And then went out of business.
Did they have his name on them?
Yeah, they got his name on it.
Grandpa Gus Inc.
Their Grandpa Gus. Here's the only thing. I used one this morning.
Yeah.
I got it right here. I pulled one out of the bag to use.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, he went all out, put his logo on the pen.
Wow.
The only thing he forgot was to put ink in them.
Oh, there's no ink?
They barely write.
Oh, my.
Well, they've been in the garage for how
long?
Might
be the cheapest pen I've ever had.
Or did he move them in?
Huh? No, they've been in the garage.
They have?
Yeah, they've been in the garage.
So for how many years?
Oh, not long. Eight, maybe.
Oh, so they're probably just, you know, dehydrated or whatever.
Well, shake it well.
Okay. Don't do that.
Shake it up.
Stop doing that. Stop doing that.
But look at this bag I brought you.
Oh, my God.
I grabbed them out of the garage. I said, these are for Jamie.
Great.
I'm taking these to
Jamie. The pins that don't
work.
Well,
here's the deal. Here's the deal that most people don't know. Every day, Jamie comes in. She goes, you got a pen?
I do, every single day.
Every single day. So I have to give her an ink pen out of my bag. And now I'm down to like two pens.
Mm-hmm.
I love ink pens, all right? I hate giving up the good ones.
Yeah.
So that's why I brought her in
all the crappy ones.
Yeah.
What happened to his business? It just went under?
Well, no, it's not gone under. He just doesn't, kind of semi-retired.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I would call it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's just we're not busy enough right now to hand out 7,000 pens. That's all. Not seeing enough people.
Gotcha.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah. His chiropractor business is a little slow.
A little slow. A little bit slow. All right, we'll get to tabloid.
So
I don't
dumb.
Know why that's funny to us. Probably you're just going, what the hell are they talking about?
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, my son sent me videos from his university. He goes into California. And man, they really celebrated Easter yesterday.
Really? What'd they do?
Everybody was stoned.
Yeah. 420, bro.
Oh.
He's like, Mom, I swear to God, it was like I was at Woodstock. He's like, if I imagine what Woodstock would be like, it was that. And he showed me all these videos and everybody's like, whoa, man! Yeah!
Now, did they have the big celebration at Civic Park this year?
Oh, I don't know.
I saw nothing.
Yeah,
I saw New York, Chicago, and a couple of other places that had it.
They did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they had a big celebration down there. Bone Thugs and Harmony played. I didn't go, no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Bone Thug, huh?
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Gotcha.
And by the way, speaking of which, Snoop Dogg, he put out a new song, a new music video. It's called Last Dance with Mary Jane, and he put that out on 420, and that was everywhere over the internet.
All right.
Yeah, 420, bro. Whoa! Jelly Roll was on it, and it also had a depiction of Tom Petty on the track, and it samples some of Petty. I listened to it. It sounds like Snoop Dogg, you know, same old, same old. I mean, not like he's same-o-same, but that beat, you know, you know, using those words and stuff.
Yeah. Yesterday, you had the 420 with marijuana. You had the Columbine anniversary.
Yeah.
And then Easter, all on one day.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And Carson's birthday.
And Carson's birthday, he's 40.
Throw that in there.
He's 40 years old. Woo! Happy birthday.
Oldest member of the show.
Man. Yep. What'd you do for your birthday?
Went and got some wings. We went out to a nice lunch. We had to take two cars because we had so many people with us.
Oh, for your daughter's birthday. Yeah.
But yeah. Had some lunch, did some rollerblading with the kid, did all kinds of stuff.
So it was lame. Yeah. All right, well, anyway.
I mean, let's be real. The weekend was all about her.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Anyway, the Pope has passed away. Pope Francis has died. He was 88 years old. And it's crazy. We were talking about it earlier this morning. I mean, he was just in the Pope Mobile. I just saw a video of him in the Pope Mobile. He was just driving in a chair. He was sitting in a chair.
I didn't see this coming tonight.
No, I didn't either.
Or last night, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. Me either.
No, because he was out there. He did a whole thing with the Easter. You know, he addressed a big congregation on that one. As you said, the Pope Mobile. He made, I guess he had an appearance or a meeting with J.D. Vance yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very active yesterday, and it killed him.
It did. It was too much, you know, because he still
too much,
that.
Too quick.
He still has that infection or whatever, right?
Yeah, and he was sucking on that air, you know, sucking on the oxygen.
I think he overexerted himself.
Then he...
J.D. Vance killed him.
Yep.
That's my
name. Sure did.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's stir up some problems. Hey, has anybody downloaded Royal Kingdom?
No. What is that?
It is an ad that is everywhere, all over television. It is it's a video game, I guess, or a, you know, it's a app that you play a game. I was wondering, because I don't know either. I don't know how you play it, but they have spent millions. I'm talking millions of dollars of advertising on this sucker.
Yeah, they're pushing it hard.
Oh my God. And they have iconic people that are advertising for it. So like, what's her name? Courtney and, from Friends, they're on it.
Courtney Cox.
And... You know, Stinky Cat, Smelly Cat, Smelly Cat.
I can't remember
Why
her name.
Why are you so smelly cat?
Phoebe?
Yeah, Phoebe.
Phoebe, but
whatever her real name is. Anyway, so they're doing one. They did one. The people from, it doesn't even matter.
It looks like Jimmy Fallon advertises for it, too.
He did, too. Yeah, it's like they've got names. And what's the big boobed lady that you like, Sophia...
Viagra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also does one. I mean, they are spending bank on big names. So I didn't know if anybody had downloaded it.
I have not.
I haven't seen the ad.
It looks kind of Candy Crush-ish. It's a puzzle adventure game.
Yeah, it does. It looked like it was Candy Crush-ish too.
Yeah.
But they said you don't even need the internet. I don't get it.
I would have to look that part up.
Yeah, it's weird. They say it on the commercial. I just wondered if anybody played. Okay. Because I was intrigued because I was like, man. Liz Hurley. This is so weird. This came out yesterday, and I was like, are we sure this is, you know, April Fool's Day?
I did a double take, man.
Me too.
I shook my head going, what the hell is this?
Because it looks like a girl. Liz Hurley and, wait for it. If you could guess anybody that Liz Hurley was with, who would you guess?
You can't guess this. Nobody can.
You're right.
Mm-mm.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What?
Yeah.
Liz Hurley is one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yep.
And she's, what, 55, I think? 54, something like that. And just gorgeous. Just a gorgeous lady. She's with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ew.
Miley Cyrus's dad.
Well, not only that, but didn't the Cyrus kids just call out Billy Ray saying he has an addiction problem and he's off the rails?
Because remember he was performing. He was like, I wanna take my head.
Oh yeah, that's right. And they said he was all jacked up.
It was terrible.
That was the White House, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the inauguration. He was at the White House and they said he was on something. What's she doing?
This is bizarre.
Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus chose Easter to announce their relationship to the world. The revelation of the relationship between these two came as a shock to many, but not to her son, Damian Hurley, who's 23. By the way, he's a handsome devil. The British actor and model responded to the PDA-filled photo with a celebration emoji, so he's on board, son is.
How did the two of them even meet? I mean, you look at Billy Ray Cyrus and you look at Liz Hurley, they don't even run in the same circles. How do they even meet?
And he looks like a girl. Wild. He's kissing her on the cheek and his hair is like long and he has on bunny ears and he looks very femme. Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
It is so weird. I don't get it at all. Oh, well, I hope they're happy. if you bought Beyonce tickets, you are mad as can be right now because Beyonce is lowering prices for her shows on her upcoming Cowboy Carter tour. due to low ticket sales. And now she's lowering the price and people are mad.
Well, I don't blame them.
Right?
I mean, if you spent, all right, let's say you spent $1,000 for these tickets and now they're $500.
No, I'm seeing that they started at $85, but resale has dropped down to $35.
Yep, $35 for resale. Anyway, the show kicks off with three nights beginning on April 28th. That's in a few days, 7 days, in Los Angeles, and more than 7,000 tickets are still available.
Shocker. Nobody wants to see Cowboy Carter, huh?
I guess not. I think she should have stuck with pop.
I do, too.
Yeah. Although, This Ain't Texas, woo, was a great little dance we all did.
Yeah, yeah, it was hooky.
That? Yeah, and we did that dance, and we knew that part.
Little kick.
Yeah, little kick. Got a little kick. And then, finally, Post Malone, man. I feel like this girl is trying to screw him over. Here's the deal. So Post Malone and his girlfriend had a baby, right? And they lived in Utah. Well, they broke up. And then all of a sudden, at the last hour, she picked up and moved to Los Angeles, to California. Because guess why? Because child support and all the stuff is better in California than it is in Utah. And so they're saying it was a money grab. They moved to California. She moved to California earlier this year and is believed to have done so she could get residency in Los Angeles for financial reasons, because it's far more profitable there. They were splitting 50-50 custody in Utah, but she picked up and moved to California. However, he was real, real smart, and he just filed in Utah really fast.
Yeah.
So now it's going to go to Utah.
I would think it would be the state that the kid was born in.
I don't know.
You know, where all that originated is where the law would be. You can't just get up and go to the best state with the best, you know, laws that you can make more money.
She tried. Here's the deal. Weird. He filed his documents in Utah 2 days before she filed hers.
Such a good move.
Right? 2 days. She filed and she's like, oh, no. We have to go back to Utah. Son of a biscuit eater. Yeah, it says he filed his own custody documents in Utah 2 days before his ex-fiance filed for a petition in Los Angeles. Since Post filed first and did so in Utah, it's going to save him a lot of money since California allows for higher payments when it comes to child support. He also filed in Utah because that's where Park and he were living, and they were splitting 50-50 custody. So it's obvious what she was doing. Man. You don't know anybody until they try to go after your money, right?
Yep.
And then they show their true colors. That was my finally. All right, there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. Going to be windy, very windy today. Is, nice and warm, though, but windy, yeah. Couldn't you tell when you came in this morning?
No.
It was pretty breezy when I came in, yeah. So we're going to have windy today. I think some rain by the weekend, but not too bad. Not too bad. No snow, nothing like that. It's going to be around 65 to 72.
Was dumb. The whole thing was dumb.
What do you mean?
It was just dumb.
We got like 5 inches.
It was just, it melted. It kept melting. Yeah. We didn't get any accumulation.
Yeah, we had about five.
Wow.
At my house.
Must have been colder.
Yeah, must have been. Yeah. But for the rest of the week, we do have some rain in the forecast, but we'll just let it go at that. All right, the big news this morning. A lot of people waking up to this. Jamie mentioned it a few minutes ago. We mentioned this early in the program. The Pope has died. Pope Francis dies at 88. Yep, 88 years old. As you know, he was in the hospital for about 3 weeks, I think it was. He had pneumonia, then double pneumonia. They thought he was dead then. They thought it was over with, that he'd never get out of there. But he did. He made a big recovery. He got back out again, and it's only been about a week or so since he's been out. And then yesterday, he made all these appearances.
He was even in the Popemobile.
Yeah.
Like, he was, I mean, literally sitting in a car and waving at people. Yeah. It's insane. But I'm telling you, it's like an Easter miracle. It's kind of amazing. If you think about it, really, like, he did everything that he was required to do for all the crowds. They all got to see him one last time in this grandiose moment, right? It's Easter. I mean, what a way to go out.
There was something very divine about it. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but when you saw this morning, or when you're hearing this morning that the Pope has died, after seeing all that yesterday, it's like, wow, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's just ironic in how everything lined up for him. Well, you know?
I'm glad I got to see all the people, you know?
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Thousands of people.
Pope Francis has died. The 88-year-old pontiff passed away just hours after he surprised many by addressing the Easter Sunday crowd at St. Peter's, even riding through the square in his famous Popemobile. He also held a meeting at the Vatican with Vice President J.D. Vance.
Yeah, that's why this news, despite the Pope's age, despite his recent health struggles, really caught a lot of folks by surprise. He appeared to be on the road to recovery after suffering double pneumonia that led to a 38-day hospital stay.
Yeah, it was surprising.
Yeah,
it was.
I actually have the official statement. If you want. Yeah.
You have audio?
Yeah, I have audio.
Really?
It's the official statement.
Okay, well, let me check this out.
Carissimi fratelli e sorelle, con profondo dolore devo annunciare la morte del nostro santo padre Francesco.
You can even hear him fall right there. That one. That is official.
Capisce?
È tornato alla casa del padre. La sua vita tutta intera è stata dedicata al servizio del Signore e della sua Chiesa. Ci ha insegnato a vivere i valori del Vangelo con fedeltà, coraggio, e amore universale.
Man,
in modo particolare.
I wish I could speak the Italian language.
Yeah, it's a pretty
language.
That's
pretty nice.
Yeah. I told you one time I was in Italy and I got to say capisce in the moment.
Really?
Yeah, the guy asked us where we wanted to go, me and my boyfriend, and we were like, here, and we were showing him on the pamphlet where we wanted to go, and I go, capisce?
Capisce.
Oh, I'm so happy.
It is cool, though. When you're in a foreign country, you get a word right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, gelato.
Yeah. And If I knew Italian really fluently and stuff, I think I'd eat pizza more. Yeah. And I think I'd go to like old Chicago more. Probably. Just to order pizza, yeah. You know?
Yeah, except I'm not sure that that's authentic. Yeah, old Italian.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I mean, that's old Chicago, right. Like Chicago style pizza.
I got some Pope facts for you if you'd like. Okay? Yeah, uh-huh. Since the Pope has passed away, we wish him.
Is it Pope trivia?
It's not really trivia. It's more.
Can you ask it?
It's more details. Just yeah, I can ask it.
I love trivia.
Oh, you want a trivia?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go that way. Route. That's a good idea. All right. How many days will it be before they actually start to looking at who they're going to choose for the next one? For the next pope?
10.
How many days? 10.
I'm gonna go 30.
14.
15's the number.
You're the wow.
I got it.
Dude, wow, good job. You must go to church. All right, here we go. All right.
He doesn't believe in God.
How do they officially declare Pope Francis dead?
With smoke.
Yeah.
Death certificate.
Carson is the closest.
Really?
The Vatican Chamberlain, his name is Kevin Farrell, Cardinal Kevin, will go
That's
into
not
the
Italian.
Cardinal Kevin will go into his residence today at his bedside, say his name three times, and he won't answer three times, and he's officially dead.
He has to answer three. What if he gives him two?
What if he answers on the third?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, that's breaking
this
news.
This seems a little morbid.
The Vatican Chamberlain will certify officially that Francis is dead by calling his name three times.
Francis!
At his bedside.
Francis!
Yep, no, he's dead.
All right. Once he's prepared, they put on the white robe, the red hat, you know, the coffin, everything. How long will he lie in state at the Vatican?
After he's stuffed and stuff?
After he's all prepped up.
Yep. Oh, boy. I'm going to say, that's a lot of people that want to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to travel all over
Jamie,
the world.
Yeah. Jamie, you're struggling. This Pope trivia is great. Jamie's struggling. I've never seen her like this. Let's see.
Well, I want to say 30 days, but that's a long time for a body to be out there.
You almost have that reaction like you're playing a slot machine.
Yeah. I was like, what's the right
Come on, hit.
I'm going to go ahead and say, that's a long time. Ew. 30 days.
Oof. Oh, you're going 30?
I don't know.
30
I'm
days.
Going 10.
I was going to go 10, too.
10, yeah. 10, 30.
Yeah.
3.
3 days?
3 days.
That's
really?
It?
Really?
Mm-hmm. He will be in the St. Peter's Basilica. He will be there lying in state for 3 days. That's it.
Wow.
The
I was
funeral,
way off.
According to, I guess, documentation, the funeral has to take place within blank amount of days.
4.
Has to.
4. 2.
It's code.
Yeah, but look, his body's gonna be
He's
out
lying
there.
In state for 3.
Yeah.
You're mad.
2 days. Wait, just sticking with it.
It'd be 2 days after his death?
That's 5. Jamie, guessed
then
5.
Then 5, yeah. Then, yeah.
She guessed 5.
I said
5.
4. I guess 4.
You said 4?
Yeah. I said 4.
I'm going to go 6.
6 is the answer.
Oh, wow. Nice.
6 is the answer. 2. You were forced into that one. All right. He's been making money since 2013. They do pay the Pope, you know, although he doesn't need it. He's got all the, you know, he's got his house. He's got food. He's got everything he needs, medical, whatever. How much money a month does a Pope make?
Oh, boy.
Is this in dollars or is
dollars.
It in? Okay.
We're going to go with dollars. And it's an estimate. Hell, I don't know.
$10,000.
$10,000 a month. A month.
I'm going to go with three.
$3,000 a month.
I'm going to go with five.
5,000,
24,000.
What?
Wow.
The Pope rakes in $24,000 a month.
And he has no expenses.
No taxes. It's a church, okay? Ooh. No taxes, nothing. It goes straight into a trust. Yeah. What is his current net worth?
Oh, $24,000.
And this is an estimate, by the way.
$2.3 million.
I don't know why I did that.
I'm gonna go 10 million.
I'm gonna go 5.
5 million. 15 million.
Oh my god!
All right. And did you know? This is not a trivia question. This is not a trivia question.
Yeah.
90% of all popes in history, 90% give every dime right back to the church.
Well, it makes
in
sense.
Their will.
Yeah. Well, they don't have kids.
They can do family members, though.
Oh, they can.
They're allowed to do family members. He could do his, well, I guess his mom's dead. Dad's probably, dead.
Do like your niece.
His brother's probably
nephew.
Dead.
Huh? Could do like a niece or nephew.
Yeah, yeah. Guess so.
They never leave anything for nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Man, that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Pope trivia.
I do too. Pope trivia is a home run.
You know what? We should take this to a bar night.
Didn't you learn a lot, though?
We did. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
Knowledge.
Yeah. You're welcome.
BJ and Jamie.
La, 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, tasty as hell.
Ooh, man, I have one of the saddest stories for you, Jamie. All right, hang on a second.
Wait, this is a happy song.
Lava, lava.
Why would you play this happy song and then tell me that you have a sad story?
Well, because it's so associated.
Oh, what?
It's so associated with
what
the story.
Jack Black?
No. This includes, or it's about Spadil.
Oh, okay.
You know, Spadil broke up with his girlfriend not too long ago.
Well, I don't think that's how it went.
Well, no. Yeah. Well... Okay, well, they're not seeing each other.
No, let's go. She broke up with him. Mm-hmm.
She broke up. Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right, she broke up with Spadil.
Right.
Then he came in this morning, and he was happy, then sad.
Oh, he was happy, then sad.
He got to go see Minecraft over the weekend.
Oh, good.
But he went to the movie alone.
Oh. Oof. Oof. Oof.
Yeah. Oof. I just really wanted to go see it, though.
What about all your pretend friends?
Pretend friends?
Yeah, what about your teammates?
Yeah, you know how we say something and you have a friend?
Yeah, the pretend friends.
They're real
you
friends.
You know, like Timmy.
No, they're all real.
Yeah.
Timmy, the guy that he's a Roto-Rooter or something.
I mean, there's a Brad.
There's the guy that buys suits in Korea.
Yeah,
Rusty.
That guy.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Yeah, Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand. Yeah. Rusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about all your friends? Are they out of the country?
Yeah. he was buying more suits.
He went to the movie by himself. I don't think I've ever gone to a movie by myself.
I haven't either. But no. I'll eat by myself. I don't have any problem.
I'll go to a restaurant.
Yeah, I eat lunch all the time by myself. It doesn't bother me at all.
And it was at Alamo Draft House, so I got like all the food and stuff coming to me, and I was just hanging out having a good time.
If you enjoyed it, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? What?
I don't think he enjoyed it.
Why?
Just by the way he told me this morning.
Oh.
I told you. He came in. He said, I went to the movies over the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. I had to go by myself.
Oof.
That's how he said it.
Got
so
it.
I'm just saying that I don't think it was like, woo, let's go celebrate alone.
Do men go to the movies by themselves?
I don't think so.
I mean, maybe they do.
I don't think so.
In the Alamo Draft House, I mean, you know, your server was like, hey, are you expecting someone? And you had to say, no.
Well, I went there because it's 18 and under. Like, if you have to be accompanied by an adult, so then I didn't have to deal with the chicken jockey thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. That makes sense. I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you said the movie.
Although
was...
I will go. Sorry, going back to what Carson said. It is sometimes it makes me crazy when I go into a restaurant and they're like, "Oh, only one." Yeah, just one.
Yeah. Stop touching me. I'm hungry.
It's almost like they're saying, what's the problem with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Why does nobody want to go to dinner with you?
I know, I'm like, it's 11 a.m. A lot of people don't want to go to lunch at 11 a.m.
By the way, he says the movie is excellent.
Was it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yes. But there's a lot of like Minecraft jokes in it that if you don't play the game, I don't think you're going to get it. But it did have like a good overarching story that was still funny. Jason Momoa's character's good. It was a good movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for you. I'm glad you went. And you know what? At least he's not sitting at home like just moping around. He went out and did something. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed it.
He's living life.
He's living life. I've never been to that Alamo.
It's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Never been. It's like 5 minutes from you.
Well, it's not one that I think you take a kid to, is it?
No.
Yeah.
You can, but it's 18 and under. They have to be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you take them there. I've taken my son there.
And they get snacks.
And they love it.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never have been.
Because they get a menu, and they have like all the, I mean, my kid ate pizza.
It's way better than just having like Sour Patch Kids.
It's really fun.
Yeah, and you don't have to run back to get concessions. They just bring them to you. You're chilling.
I hear it's phenomenal.
It is.
Don't get me wrong. I just never have been. That's all.
Yeah, it's literally right by your house.
All right, I've got a phone call here that a guy makes to get out of work, okay? I got to play this for you, Jimmy, because it is absolutely brilliant, okay?
Does it sound like you when your back hurt?
Well, funny you should say that. Funny you should say that, because I'm going to start using this. This is a great idea.
All right.
And I encourage anybody to use this. This guy, and you might have already seen the video. It's been circulating. The guy calls out of work because he's in the hospital. He went to the hospital the night before, can't come into work that next day, blah, blah, blah. He uses the microwave tones to simulate a beep in the hospital.
Oh, so he's just pushing the number two or whatever. Wow.
Over and over again. Like they're monitoring him, you know?
Yeah.
Checking his condition, pulling his blood. Here you go.
Hello? Yeah, boss man. I can't come to work today, boss man. I'm in the hospital right now. They got to run all kind of tests on me. I don't know what kind of tests, but you know, they say they got to do blood work, the glucose, and got to check for my sugar and all of that. So, I'm not going to be able to come in to work. Just like I said, you know, it's going to be a day-to-day thing, you know. So, don't be looking for me today. And if the tests that they were running right now come back negative, then don't be looking for me tomorrow, too. Matter of fact, I might just take out FMLA. I might just do that if, you know, everything don't come back looking, you know, too good. So, you know, you're going to have to replace me today, you know. Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right. That is brilliant. Dumb.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant. Brilliant. Now, I'm going to start using this.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. Oh, my back. Which I told Mike about yesterday.
I get the
walking up.
I got it.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That is funny, funny, funny.
God.
Thank you, Spadil. Nice work on that.
That was great work. Very good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Ooh, hey, Schmidl, you have lots of support about going to a movie by yourself. I'll go to the movies by myself all the time. Why should I miss something I want to see just because my wife doesn't want to go?
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with going to see a movie by yourself. There's nothing wrong with going to the theater by yourself. Honestly, I don't see the big deal about going to the movie by yourself. You're all sitting in the dark anyway. LOL.
Yeah, it's not like you're talking to the person next to you, really.
And anyway, there's just thousands and thousands of people just saying that they all go to the movies by themselves. So you're okay, Schmidl.
Yeah. I went and saw that, and I've also seen, I saw Joker when that came out by myself.
You're fine.
Yeah.
By golly. See, it's better than just sitting there.
It is.
You know, twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go live your life. Okay, I'm not going to give away a spoiler alert, but I'm going to tell you. Talk about like being in the dark and not knowing what anybody was talking about over the weekend on the internet. The Last of Us.
Was big yesterday.
Right? It was everywhere, and I have no idea what Last of Us is.
It's a zombie show. It started out as a video game on the PlayStation, and then HBO adapted it into a TV show. It's on its second season. The second episode of the second season just dropped yesterday.
Okay, I won't give away what happened, but something really crazy happened, and everybody was talking about it, and I was like, I don't even know what this is about.
It's about zombies?
Sort of. It's these mushrooms kind of like take over people, right? And there's like an actual spore that can take over like bugs and stuff, and then it evolves to take over humans, and then they're basically zombies, yeah.
God, it sounds great.
It's actually a really good show. Yeah.
Mushrooms, spores, and zombies.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I can't remember the name of the actual spore, but it's like it literally can take over insects' brains and then like control them and make them into these like bug zombies, and then it evolves to take over humans, so they're like they're fungus zombies. It's the easiest way to describe
fungus
it.
Fungus zombies?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think we sold it well. Go watch it, everybody.
It's really good, I swear.
Go watch it.
Fun guy.
I feel like it's better if you're on drugs.
Yeah.
We talked about it when there's an episode where these two like gay dudes live out in the woods together, and I was like, it's a beautiful episode, and then you guys were like, what are you talking about? And then everyone knew what we were talking or what I was talking about because they had seen it, but you guys didn't see the show. It happened like, I don't know, a year and a half ago.
It's compelling for me to remember that moment.
It was it's a really good episode.
A year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
Two gay guys in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said it was beautiful.
It's a beautiful love story. It really is. Yeah. Beautiful.
Uh-huh. Are you thinking about maybe switching teams?
No. No.
I mean, you haven't had any luck, you know, heterosexual-wise.
So, so you went to the movies by yourself, huh?
I did, yeah.
It's all making sense.
Yeah,
was
it single guy night?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all making sense now.
I mean, I wouldn't care if you went the other way at all. I'd support it. It would be beautiful.
Dude, if I could, it would make life so much easier, but that's just not what I'm into. Okay. So,
yeah. You think you'd be a plugger in Ellen?
He's
gonna answer. Let's go.
I'm gonna skip over that. Yeah.
All right. I think we know the answer. Yeah.
You said it right there,
dude. I can't look at you the same. Yes. I will not ever go into the restroom when you're in there. Ever again. I did it.
Yeah.
Today was defining.
It was. It really was.
Defining moment.
All right. Now that's good to know.
Last of Us. Great show.
Good show. Good, really good show. All right. Speaking of which, Jelly Roll pooped his pants.
That was a great segue.
Now, sorry. I don't know why that went. Sorry.
The only thing
sorry.
I can do is picture Jelly Roll.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dude,
I know. Right? Yeah. Here it is. He was on a talk show. I forgot the name of the talk show, but they asked him, what's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened?
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you while performing?
I pooped myself one time.
Hey! All right.
I did. I'm sorry. Listen, it was what they call a I didn't know. I was confident it was all there. It was not.
Well, they say never trust one.
I'm so sorry.
Never
I watched this crowd go from loving me to just being completely out. No. Just completely out. I knew it.
Yeah. Nobody wants to think about that, Jelly Roll. Nobody. And then Logan Webb, he's a San Francisco Giants star. He was in the locker room, and he was being interviewed.
Bumgarner, Lisa Gunn, and Juan Marichal. Four outings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Yeah. What does it mean to be in that list with those guys? I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. That's, farts are always funny. I'm not going to lie.
Just all we have today.
It's all Spadil gave me.
Everything's out there is about the Pope.
Yeah.
He died, you know.
Yeah, he died. It's very sad. Yeah.
I have the official statement. I have the official Pope statement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I have the official statement if you want to play a little bit of it.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of sad.
Carissimi fratelli e sorelle, con profondo dolore, devo annunciare
dolore.
La morte del nostro Santo Padre Francesco.
Oh,
alle ore 7:35 di questa mattina, il Vescovo di Roma, Francesco,
age,
è tornato alla casa del Padre.
I don't know.
La sua vita tutta intera.
I don't know what it means.
Cinque.
I don't know.
I bet that means 88.
Oh, it might. I don't know. I don't know.
Cinque.
Sad, though.
It is a sad day. But
he had a big day yesterday.
He did have a big day. It was amazing.
That's
it was
a
like
good going away party for him.
It is. It's like Easter? A miracle. Yeah, it was amazing. He was in front of thousands and thousands of people. I mean, way to go out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny.
No,
I
know you're not. I think it was all just, it just kind of lined up like the stars, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. It was perfect.
I'm still wondering if anybody has played Royal Kingdom. I'd like to hear from you if you want to text us. What's our text number?
303-222-5423.
Thank you. If you want to text us about Royal Kingdom, it's this new app, and everybody's not everybody's playing it. They got big names that are talking about it, huge names.
The endorsements, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all doing these commercials. It was just wall to wall.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was wall to wall.
I didn't watch any TV over the weekend, though. So.
By the way, I heard your new Xfinity commercial.
Yeah.
Do you say boobs in that?
No, I don't think so. Do I say
boobs?
I'm pretty sure you said
like
boobs.
Boobies.
Yeah, boobies. Yeah, you said boobies.
It says booming.
Booming. It sounds like you say boobies.
It's like streaming. Booby. Gaming. Booby.
Boobies.
Yep.
I'll change it.
Okay, because it really does sound like
streaming.
Boobies.
But I'll ask him if we can put it in zooming.
Zooming? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as like boobies.
Yeah, because you are totally saying boobies.
I never thought of that.
You really are. I don't know who came up with this, but I don't believe it at all. Somebody, this is dumb. This is not even true. Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian are reportedly in contention for the lead role in the upcoming remake of The Bodyguard. There's no way.
Well, I heard that it's Taylor Swift, but it was Kim Kardashian as a body double.
What?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
A body double.
For the movie. That she would be a body double in certain scenes.
Shut up.
I swear. It was over the weekend. Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
They say something about talks broke down with a body double role for Kim Kardashian.
Oh, come on. That is ridiculous. You can't have a stick that is Taylor Swift and then have the love scenes with that big ass.
But no. Can you look into it?
I think you were duped.
No. Well, I might have been duped.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. The internet gets me every single day. What are you talking about?
Do you know there was an eagle picked up a baby?
But that's what the article said.
Okay.
Body double.
I don't see anything about a body double.
Even your own logic has got to tell you that can't be right.
I thought the same thing when I saw it. I thought, how's that work out?
It doesn't.
Yeah, this says that they're just fighting over the role is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. And don't forget, they've been at a fight since 2016. Remember when that whole thing went down? And then Kim lied about Taylor. And
Well, wait a minute. Can Kim Kardashian even sing?
No.
How's she going to do body
There's
double?
No way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, bodyguard. How's she going to do it? She doesn't even sing. I can understand if it were, you know, Taylor Swift taking on Ariana or someone.
Ariana.
Or the other one, too. I mean, there's so many people that could play that role.
It really is. It really is. I can't believe you
Why don't they put
that?
Lizzo in there?
There you go. Now
let her sing it.
Yeah, well, you need two bodyguards. And that wouldn't be as great of a show.
Well,
I don't even know what's happening, you guys. I'm just thrown off with the fact that BJ thinks that Taylor Swift's going to play the lead role and Kim Kardashian's going to be a body double.
I thought that. I said I saw that over the weekend.
And believed it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't believe it. I shook my head going, wow, that's interesting.
How'd you go?
Wow, that's interesting. But then I went on with life.
Did you grab your chin like that?
Yeah. I went, holy hell. That is very interesting.
All right. What was that?
I found a clip of her singing.
Who?
Oh.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
All right, that's
good. Oh, God. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabla Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the only tune they do that Rusty does lead vocals on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. Jonas Brothers, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere. Anything you miss on the show, anything, you can get it on the Odyssey app after 10 o'clock this morning. A big sports weekend around here. Man, Nuggets in the playoffs, Abs in the playoffs. Game one Saturday for both, and they both win.
Yeah, woo! I saw that.
I didn't get to see any of it.
No, I mean, I didn't watch it. I saw it on the internet.
Oh, you saw
it.
They won.
I didn't watch it.
Nuggets winning overtime. They were getting pounced on.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they were taking it in the shorts, man.
Whoa, no.
Yeah, and then they came back, took it to overtime, and won the game.
Man, that poor coach.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need a coach.
Mahomes? Malone.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, Michael.
You know he was like... Come on, guys, just lose.
He was hoping for a sweep. We would get swept.
Yeah, but we won.
I know it just doesn't make you look good.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Yeah. That's a tough one. Yeah.
Oh well. And then what happened with the Avalanche?
The Avalanche smoked them, right, Carson?
Dominated 5-1.
I heard some gossip. I'll share with you.
Okay.
And somebody can deny it or whatever. So apparently there was this birthday party going on.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was having fun, and then all of a sudden the Avs came on,
yep.
And the whole birthday party was told to shh.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And the birthday girl was sent to her room.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear that part, but I did hear, in fact, that it was so like lame that somebody, not saying who, shushed everybody and told everybody, "You guys, seriously," and made everybody watch the game.
Look, I can be a little bit obnoxious, but I wouldn't be that big a jerk.
Well, especially inviting everybody over and then shutting them down.
No, I wouldn't, Jamie.
Listen, I don't know who that jerk was, but I think it was just a crazy day. And, you know, it was about everyone else. And all he wanted to do, I feel like, was just have this one moment. Yeah. To focus on what he, like, you had your moment. This is my moment now. Where's my time?
You know, jerk might not be the right word. A-hole might be better.
Yeah. Reminds me of that song, A-hole. A-hole.
Yeah.
So how was the party? What did you do when the game came on?
Well, I know what he did. I heard.
You told everybody to shut the hell up?
Well, it was the after party, right? So the party was during the day, and we get to the game at night. And, you know, a whole bunch of people from the party wanted to come over. I was like, oh, yeah, come on over. I mean, what's 15, 20 people in my house? That's all good. We already have 11 staying with me.
Yeah.
So we did that, and I was like, of course. And I worked all day. I cleaned after we got home because my house is a disaster. I'm not even going to lie. There's crap everywhere. I woke up the Roomba. Literally got stuck, pulled in one of the balloon cords into it this morning. And I just walked by and I was like, you know what? No, I'm not dealing with this morning. No, I'm not going to do it. So that's what kind of condition my house is. So I cleaned the best I could because I knew we were having more people over. And all I wanted to do was watch the game.
Just quietly.
Yeah.
That's how BJ is. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I want nobody around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even want people around and having to ask them to be quiet because they never are.
Right.
But they're always talking. Well, it's always a distraction.
Especially if it's an after party because they've had cocktails all day.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, so they're all...
Well, and the kids are all hopped up on sugar. I mean, little Debbie is screaming like, go, 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 go! And I was like, we watched it 17 times. Okay? I know the plot. I just want to see a hockey game.
Oh, Coco is a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. She wants to watch it. Yeah, well, you have to go with Coco.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a good dad, right?
No, but she got the iPad. I got the
baby. Yeah, you just have to make sure you got about 3 TVs in the
house. Yeah, that's true.
That's what you do.
Yeah, right,
then separate everybody. All right, they both play again tonight.
All right.
Yeah, they're both on tonight. You've got the Nuggets here in town, Ball Arena. Take it on the Clippers? Clippers,
yep,
right?
8 o'clock.
Clippers, and then Dallas is where the Avs will be playing.
7:30. Yep.
All right, woo! There you go.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Going to be windy today, they say. I don't think we have a red flag warning, but it is going to be windy.
Speaking of which, we just got a text that says Kylie from Fox 31 is wearing pants again.
Yeah.
She's been wearing pants more often.
It's been a go-to lately, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I feel like Monday's pant day.
Spadil, can you look into that for us? Thank you.
With pants? Yeah.
Yeah, just see if it's only Mondays. She wears pants.
Thank you.
She does the weather. I'm Fox 31.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
See you.
Jamie.
Yes.
It's a bit early.
Is it?
Don't you think?
Well,
I mean, come on.
I'm not Catholic.
It's only been, it's less than 12 hours.
Well, I guess for me, it's a, I'm not, I don't feel insensitive because I'm not Catholic. So maybe if I was Catholic, I would feel insensitive.
All right, we can go through.
Well,
front
it's
runners.
My guy. And so we should just call it.
Jamie wants us to put money down. Which, I mean, when you're putting money down for a pope.
Come on.
I mean, it seems a little sacrilegious.
No, it'd
that
be
we're
fun.
Gambling on a pope.
It's no. Got to be on some right, betting look, site.
Exactly.
Betting
app. Let's just have, it's a little early.
Zuppi from Bologna. That's who I'm going with.
All right. Let's go through.
Okay.
Who your candidate is that you think is going to be the next pope.
His name is Matt Zuppi, and he's from Bologna.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What makes you think the what in the article does it say that makes you think that he's the front runner?
Because I think he and the Pope are close.
Really?
If you know what I mean.
They're homies.
Oh. They're what?
You know, like Schmidl close.
Oh.
Really? Him and the Pope?
This guy, this Matt or whatever, they said he was his like confidant, his like right hand man. You know.
Yeah, this is too early. Too early. It's been less than 12 hours.
I'm just saying. All I'm right. Just saying. They okay. They said that the front runner is Pietro Parolin or whatever his name is. Pietro or somebody. But you told me he doesn't believe in same-sex marriage, right?
According to what I'm reading. Right. I have no idea who the guy
so he's
is.
Out,
but yeah,
right?
They say, which I think is a game stopper there
yeah,
for him.
Yeah.
I have a guy. Well, first, Carson, who do you like here?
Cardinal Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay.
And okay. He is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He's the youngest candidate.
He makes
65.
Great corn chips, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
he does. Frito-Lay. I love Frito-Lay corn chips.
All right.
There's
right.
Cardinal Turkson I'm going to go with, okay?
Who's he?
Cardinal Turkson is from Guyana. He is 76 years old. He fits perfectly for this. He's the bookie's favorite. Or was at one
Wait,
point.
They say the word bookie?
Yeah.
No,
see?
What?
It's not wrong then.
Yeah. Says Cardinal Turkson, born in Guyana, was the bookie's favorite at one point when Francis was chosen. He would be the first black pope
oh,
ever.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be super cool.
There you
cool.
go.
Yeah, it might
I'm
be
I'm going to put my money on him.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, what's it, Turkson?
He would be Cardinal, no, he would be Pope Peter.
Oh, Pope Peter.
Pope Peter.
See, it even rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, Pope Peter.
Mm. All right.
Pope Peter Turkson is right. His name.
Schmidl,
so,
do you have a
pope
guess?
Pope Peter. Yep. Schmidl.
I like this Tagle guy, Cardinal Louis Antonio Tagle.
Okay.
Yeah, right. He's supposed to line up with the whole inclusivity thing that Francis was about.
And where's he from?
I have to find that one out.
Manila.
Manila?
Yeah, he's from Manila.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
So
I've been investigating.
All right, that's our bets.
I like to investigate before I put my money down.
Okay, so I have Matt Zuppi from Bologna.
Yeah. You have him.
And you have Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay from Congo.
I have Pope Peter.
Pope Peter, and yep. You have...
Tagle.
Tagle. All right, there we go. It. Money's right. Down.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Let's go.
$10 each?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
All right. Cool.
And if nobody hits, bets off, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
All gone. All gone.
I like it. I like it a lot.
You want to go with runner-ups?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Jamie, did you see the video of Justin Bieber at Coachella?
Yeah.
Oh,
something's wrong.
You had to wake up, or he had to wake up, the next day thinking, what the hell did I do?
Yeah, well,
it's bad.
He's clinging all over Haley, and then he's blocking her view. But then, who's that red girl? The girl that was having the birthday party?
Sexy Red.
Yeah, Sexy Red. He went to her party, and he was just like. But here's what Harvey Levin from TMZ said. He said he's in a religious cult. That Justin is.
That didn't look like a religious cult to me.
I agree. He said that
far
just,
from it, in fact.
They said that they've lost him. He's in, with this minister. You remember how he clinged on to the last minister,
yeah.
But then that minister had an affair or whatever that
yeah.
Long mess was?
Yeah.
They said he's clinging on to this new minister guy, and he's like, they said he's just gone.
He's wasted.
He is.
This video, and it's not all pot. Pot doesn't make you act the way he's acting, okay? I mean, he's smoking it during the videotape of this thing. But it's something else, too. He's on something else. But this video is absolutely terrible. I mean, for it to get posted. And if you're his wife, you got to be going, dude, yeah, you got to stop.
Well, yeah, you have
you
a kid.
You can't do this. Yeah.
You have a, I mean, you're a new dad. That's
oh,
the thing that's so bad about it. Because apparently he wanted kids so bad, right? And now look at
and
him.
And he looks like a, like in that video, he's just a shell of a human. He's not even like with it at all.
I'm with you. I think there's something there with the cult thing. Something he's caught up in.
Yeah.
Something, he's fighting some demons right now. I don't know what it is, but this guy's making bad decisions.
Harvey goes like, I've been on the phone. You know how he does it. I've been on the phone all morning and he's in deep. He's in deep. And they can't get him away from this guy.
That might be the case. That might explain it all right there.
I don't know,
but this video.
What kind of cult is this? Like the drug cult?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not brushed up on cults.
Me either.
I don't know what's going on.
And he looks like Carson just said, a shell. Like he's all bones.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's not even healthy.
And in that one of the videos, he's just like, he's standing, but he's hunched over.
I know. It just.
It looks really unhealthy.
Yeah. Something's
Were you impressed that I had sexy red right on the tip of my tongue?
You know what? I didn't want to stop because we were on a roll, but I almost said, like, what the hell? How do you know that?
Sexy red. BJ, I had it right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Nobody else in the room.
I didn't.
Sexy red.
Well, because I didn't know if you'd be irritated that I, like, stopped. You're like, what the hell? How do you know that?
I impressed myself.
BJ and Jamie.
Let me clarify what I said off air, okay? Instead of.
That he has a mental illness?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a little bit too much, I guess.
It was
a little too much. A little too much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the things I'm hating right now on my social media feed is the WWE. Okay. I don't
John
get
Cena!
And I said off air, I said Carson, because Carson loves the WWE, mm-hmm. professional wrestling, okay? I said that it was a mental illness, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah.
You said
you guys, you're in a cult. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Don't you understand? Nobody won their 17th world title. Nobody won it. It's all scripted. Okay. If you're watching it and it comes on a Saturday night, you're sitting around the house and you're into it because, you know, the pageantry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And acrobats that are in this sport. I mean, they're really good. They're good athletes, okay? All right, then I get it. All right, you spend a Saturday night. But for those of you that post that congratulations to John Cena,
John
he just
Cena!
Won his 17th world title. He never won his 17th world title.
He is the all-time... He's a champ. 17-time WWE champion. That's never been done.
Ever.
Now, What he's won, the sport he's in.
Take it in. And the champ is here.
He shouldn't be getting a belt. He should be getting an Oscar. Because it's all acting.
Well, maybe the belt is kind of like their Oscar, right? Right?
I don't know.
Look. You can't see me. Look, you can't see, can you see me?
Yeah, I mean, the shorts are all time, man.
You can see me? Look, no, you can't.
And his finishing move, the attitude adjustment? Come on.
John Cena!
And I guess there was a major women's tag team event last night. And everybody's talking about the return of so-and-so, so-and-so.
Is it Nikki?
I don't know.
Nikki Bella?
Who was it?
I don't know. I didn't say for that. I just wanted John Cena. That's all I care about.
I mean, you have to admit, John Cena has become an icon.
No, I'm not saying that he's not. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that people that go online and post, congratulations, John Cena, you just won your 17th. He did not win a world title. He might have got it named for him after the script that he performed in a ring, but he's not a true champion.
How is that different than winning the Super Bowl or any other major sporting event?
Exactly.
It is the WWE WrestleMania 41. He is a 17-time champ. It's never been done.
Okay, you had a point earlier.
Thank you.
Mental illness. No, you said something that I thought was a good point. If we could all just be calm for a minute, even though I'm screaming at John Cena. And his jean shorts I love so much. Anyway, but listen, you did say something to Carson that he couldn't answer, but you said, how is it there's such an Avs fan, a professional athletes that are really...
And played sports.
Yeah, and you played sports, correct?
Yes.
And I mean, these are competitive people, but then you watch acting and you're just as into it.
It's not acting.
They're amazing.
No, seriously.
Athletes.
No,
but
wait, seriously.
But here's,
seriously,
a, but here's the thing. Here's the thing where WWE and my whole fascination is that all my friends and I, we grew up watching it. So it's always been like, get together and hang out with your boys and just
so it's kind of like a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because you had like the little action figures and stuff.
Yeah, like okay. We all did like, we used to set up like a makeshift ring in our backyard and like it, on the side of playing Power Rangers, we would also do WWE.
Got
and
it.
Just do like the right. flying pile drives and everything like that.
I understand that.
Yeah, I understand
you know,
that.
Up with, like,
that's why
yeah.
I'm saying, okay, take that out. If you want to do it for entertainment purposes and you want to, you know, do a tumble in the backyard, that's fine. No big deal, right? I'm talking about people who are posting online right now and congratulating John Cena for being a world champion the 17th time. But, those people, it's like, whoa, you're crossing a line now.
But
okay?
Are they?
There is no world
because
championship.
Because I feel like he's very excited about it.
He is. It's the all time, man. No one's ever 17. That's insane.
So I think for them and their buddies, it's like make believe.
Right.
So it's pretty fun for them in make believe land.
And still okay. being able to do what all he right. does, he, winning a seven, like breaking history at 47 years old.
Right.
I mean, look at Tom Brady. Look at Tom Brady.
Did.
He played until he was.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is mentally ill.
So the WWE to you is your fairy world, right?
Well, I don't
so
know the
you
way he's talking.
Friends,
it's
he's comparing John Cena to Tom Brady.
Man, come on, they're both athletes.
Oh,
let's
come on. Now you're being ridiculous.
Look at John Cena's body. You're telling me he's not an athlete.
He's on roids.
Nobody said nobody's an athlete.
Well, roids, sports. I mean, people dope. Like, look, Lance Armstrong dope.
Okay, there's a random guy. But, I mean, John Cena's totally on roids.
Nobody said they weren't athletes. That's not the argument. They're very good athletes. They're great athletes, in fact. I've known several of them. They're very good.
And
they work out, but they're not world champions because
17 times is nothing.
Because somebody wrote the script 17 times for him.
That is true.
That's what I'm saying.
This is history, okay? Yeah. His farewell tour. I mean, he wins.
There's
17
a world
times.
That the WWE needs to live in, but when it goes online and people are like, "Oh my God, I can't believe she won. She beat the." What do you mean you can't believe
okay,
she won?
Okay, here's what I think. I think that we can't.
She won because they wrote the script that way.
I think if we don't understand other people's passion, then that's, you know, that's their passion. That's what they, it's for example, Schmidl and those weird Cosmo girls that he's in love with that are fake.
Understand that.
You understand that? You can't understand John Cena.
I get that. That makes sense to me, Jamie. Are you kidding?
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man, I got to go home today. Got to clean up the buddy tracks on the front steps.
Oh.
So much to do today.
Yeah.
So much to do. Hope everybody had a great Easter.
Why are you yelling?
Just a great Easter weekend.
I can't believe you didn't do an Easter egg hunt.
We did not.
I'm very disappointed in you as a
parent. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed too, actually. I think this might be the first year there was no Easter egg hunt.
That was like my highlight of my life.
Even
as an adult, my mom and dad would still hide Easter eggs. My sister and I literally in our 20s would tear each other apart looking for the Easter eggs.
Let me ask you a question though. Because, I mean, you had Ralphie growing up, when he was growing up. Isn't it a little bit different? And Carson would know. Is it a little bit different when it's only one kid?
No.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Because I was, I remember going out in my backyard every Easter dressed as a bunny. And I looked all over for eggs, and sometimes there'd be, like, not even eggs. Like, sometimes a toy would be hidden in, like, a tree or something. It was cool.
Yeah, my kid, every year, even last year, what I did last year is, I don't know if you remember this, I have the pictures of it, but I took four pieces of paper, little bitty pieces of paper, and only in the, we call it the black room because it has a black couch, but in the black room, I hid four pieces of paper, and he had, last year, and he had to go searching for them. And one of them was in the Roomba in the dirt part, you know.
No way, where you pull it out.
And he found it.
That's crazy.
He freaking found it. Yeah, and it was a really expensive gift, and I put it in there on purpose because I knew he would never find it, and he found it.
Honestly, one of my best memories was just always going out in the backyard and just
looking for the eggs. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're only child.
Well, we didn't do it. We didn't do it because Frog got from the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny brought him a laser tag set. Guns, the little the shield that you put on and everything, and it's pretty high tech. And that's all he wanted to do. That's all he wanted to play yesterday. So he and I played for a while, quite a while.
I think you could have told the buddy that I have one in my basement if you could have just had it.
Well, I don't have the bunny's number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to get in touch with the bunny, but if I could have saved some bucks there, getting the bunny and, you know, be the middle guy here.
I only know this because I was looking for super soakers to get the woodpeckers out of the, you know, remember I filled up super soakers with pepper water. And so I was like, oh, those are those things where they go off, they go beep, right? When they shoot you in the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Easter's a great holiday.
It is. It is. Yeah. Well, he has risen.
Yeah, and I think our next Cinco de Mayo, and then Memorial Day weekend. It does feel like spring, though.
You forgot Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Yeah. Forgot about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
What is that, May 11th,
I think it is? Somewhere around there.
I think it's the 11th, right?
Because I'm taking Friday off, and I'm
so
going to California.
So that would be the 9th, so it would be the 11th, right? All right, so yeah, Mother's Day, Cinco de Mayo, then the Memorial Day weekend.
Yep, and then it's summer!
Yeah, it already feels like spring, though.
It's flying by. Life
once you get to Easter.
Man, see, they have an only child. They hid eggs.
Yeah, we did a first Easter egg hunt yesterday.
Yeah, but you had several people there, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but
if she was there alone, they care. They love their child.
No, I'm just saying that there are other kids there, too.
We hid 40 eggs.
Nice. Yeah.
40.
Did you see Carrie's house?
No.
Oh, my God. They hid for the neighborhood, they hid 600 eggs.
What? Woo! They did a neighborhood? That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's all these lit up eggs, and they do it at night. It is amazing. Sweet. See, I love it when little cul-de-sacs and all that do that fun stuff together.
Most cul-de-sacs, though, they kind of don't do it because of fear.
Fear?
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want your kids out in other young people's yards and stuff at night.
Well, if they all coordinate it.
I'm just saying that it's very hard to do, but it's great when somebody can pull that off.
Light up eggs? That'd be sweet.
600 of them. Dang. It was insane.
I can't imagine that happening in my neighborhood, for example. Well, okay?
Yeah, but you guys aren't really, I couldn't mind because we're all very friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was talking to my girlfriend. She doesn't talk to any of her neighbors either.
Yeah, we know everybody. It's just that we're not, you know, friends with everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think you have to be that in order for your child to go out, you know, obviously trick-or-treating.
But wouldn't that be sad? They're just looking out the
Easter egg hunting.
They're just looking out the window because you're not friends with anybody.
Yeah.
And they're like, we weren't invited.
No, I kind of like it that way.
Because my dad's BJ.
He won't allow it. He doesn't like
you. That's the saddest thing ever.
Hope everybody had a great Easter weekend. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You scare me.
What do you mean?
I think this is a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
I think this is a really bad idea.
Jamie, I've been watching YouTube.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
DIY. BJ.
BJ is taking out his own driver's seat and going to put in a new one by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he just learned this, that he needs to disconnect the battery or else the airbag will shoot off.
Did you guys know that? Get out of here. Is that crazy or what? I've been planning on this little trade out, you know, of the seats for the past week, maybe.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Good thing I didn't try it yesterday.
Good thing.
It would have knocked my head off.
Well, I mean, remember, it broke 10 of my sister's ribs. It broke her nose and chipped 4 teeth.
I didn't realize under the seat they have a wire that feeds the airbag. Yeah. I didn't realize that. That's all new to me.
But it is. We'll
tackle that thing today, though.
Why don't you just drop it off with John at Highlands Ranch Imports and let him do it?
Well,
because some things I get, like the satisfaction of doing stuff, the DIY thing, I get that. But this one might be too big for your britches.
Seems like a major.
Yeah.
I just feel like I can do it.
Okay.
You know, when you got that vibe, you just feel it, your confidence, and you're if I don't do it, I'm a wuss.
I mean, you know,
there's
entire shows on HGTV called I Ruined My House.
Yeah.
It's people that tried to DIY their own houses.
Right.
They have to go in with a professional and fix it.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it a shot.
I ruined my car.
I know you're trying to talk me out of it, but
I'm just saying.
So if I call you tomorrow, you know, from the hospital with a beeping sound.
The microwave.
Beep. you'll know that they're, you know, they've got me admitted.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, I was going to tell you something that was important. Oh, this just handed to me. Actually, this is kind of, you know, tippy toe. But Shannon Sharp has just been sued for $50 million. By the way, he's a tight end for the Denver Broncos. He's just been sued for $50 million for the R word.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this girl, she was in a full-blown relationship with him. They even lived together in Las Vegas. They met in 2023. She was 20 years old. He was in his mid-50s. They met at a gym. She said he became obsessed with her and started insisting like that she's around him all the time. She couldn't be with friends. One time she said she was sharing her location with her friends so they could come and meet her. And he said, if you do that again, I will kill you. Apparently he was very violent with her, allegedly, all this stuff. So I don't
know.
Wow. Yeah. So they've been together since 2023.
It's pretty serious there,
yeah,
huh?
It is.
And $50 million?
$50 million. Yep.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So I don't know. This isn't, he's obviously not commenting on it, but this is bizarre. I mean, this isn't like a random girl, like, you know, trying to get money or what. This was a girlfriend.
I saw it too, where he's like, on the cusp of signing a new deal for $100 million?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I read something earlier this morning. Well, after you mentioned the scandal that's going on, then I saw the story here on my phone, and I started reading it, and they said that he was right on the cusp. He was already making a lot of money, and he's doing a podcast and different things, but he was about to sign a new deal for $100 million, I read.
It looks like for a podcast.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
For a podcast?
I don't really care for him as far as...
For a podcast?
Yeah.
We podcast for free. Son of a bitch.
You would think we could at least get like $10.
Yeah.
You know,
something.
We can't even get $10. $10. He gets $100
million. $100 million? Oh, my God. I don't know. Well, we'll see how this impacts it because I'm sure it will. You know?
Have you ever seen his of his TV stuff?
No.
I don't think he's that impressive.
No.
No.
Yeah,
but boy, they love him in the sports world.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's big there.
Hailey Bieber shared a picture of her little baby boy. I think his name's like Blue Note or something. Or
Jack.
Something. Yeah, but his middle name is like Blue Note or something.
Jack Blues.
Jack Blues.
Yeah.
So Jack, Hailey Bieber shared a picture of him. Meanwhile, you know, Justin Bieber was at Coachella and he was wasted. I mean, wasted out of his mind. There's videos of him and it's just not a good look. He's gaunt. He doesn't have any meat on his bones. He is hanging on this dude and then he has his head down and it's like he can't keep it up and he's just bobbing.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's pills. I don't know what it is.
Let's go to our drug expert.
I think that he's on some sort of hallucinogens, which would kind of make sense for Coachella. That's kind of what they do there, right? They take a lot of, like, Molly is really common, LSD, mushrooms. I think that he's either on LSD or mushrooms, and he's just, like, tripping balls.
Whoa, tripping balls.
Yeah.
Tripping balls.
Yeah.
Took Molly.
Yeah,
show.
Molly is ecstasy. That's what the kids call ecstasy these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're old enough to say the kids?
Yeah.
That's cool. Uh-huh. Man, really showing that age.
Yeah, right?
I know.
Yeah. What are you, 38?
35.
Right.
Yeah. Hurt my hip at paintball. That's how old I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. God love you. Yeah, 35 was about the age when I was like, oh, my God, life is over.
Yeah, and I'm tired all the time now. It just feels like it's downhill from
you're
here.
You're going to start getting mail from AARP.
I'm waiting for it, man. Yeah.
Yeah,
any day now.
Any day.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber. So she had a happy Easter with the baby. I don't know where he was. He's not in the picture anywhere. He's a mess. He's an absolute wreck. They're saying that he's in a cult, that he's in a religious cult now, and that he's super deep with this guy. Now, he did this before with the last minister, where he was just like all about that minister, and then that minister ended up having an affair, and so then he dropped that church. But now he said he's found a new one. They're saying that it's kind of this weird thing with him, like, you know, he was with Scooter and then he was with P. Diddy and then he was with the minister, and that he always is looking for a father figure.
I don't know, man. I'm watching this video of him at Coachella, and I know they're saying a cult, religious,
I've been where Justin's kind of at right now.
Yeah.
And I wasn't part of a religion.
No.
There was no religion that would even have me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to join.
Right. But
I don't get it. I don't know.
Isn't it true that when you go to rehab, everybody goes to church so they can have a piece of blood?
No.
The blood of Christ?
Yeah, some wine.
Yeah, some wine.
Yeah. Yeah, you go. Yeah, you got to go to a church that they serve wine. That way, yeah. Man, the bus is loaded. That sucker pulls up, and, man, you got to fight for a seat.
Yeah.
Just to get over to the church so you can get in line for the wine. Oh, yeah.
Just a shot.
Oh, yeah. It's a shot, man. It's only shot in 30 days.
Oh, my God.
You got to fight for that. Oh. Yeah.
I remember going to Catholic church with my friend Gina, and... Shocker, she's Catholic. I mean, it feels like all Ginas are Catholic, doesn't it? Anyway, and I really wanted to take the little piece of bread, and her dad wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm not Catholic.
Oh.
I was like, I love the Lord, and I was so hungry.
Yeah.
I was a little kid. I was just like, oh, my God. If I could just have a little piece. I'm just so hungry. So hungry. All right. Anyway, let's see. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Tom Brady. Speaking of Coachella, Tom Brady was dancing like a white guy at Coachella. Did you see him? Oh, my God. He was dancing to Travis Scott, and it was like he was like, it just didn't work.
He had his hood on.
I can't picture him at Coachella. That's
I know.
Wild.
It is bizarre, but he was there, and he was The Last of Us. Everybody's talking about this. I'm not going to give away the spoiler alert, but they said it's shocking and it's just nuts. I tell you, I don't know a lot about The Last of Us. Schmidl told us it's about zombies and shrooms or something.
There's like this fungus thing that evolves to take over humans. Like it can take over animals right now. Like it actually exists in real life. And then it evolves to be able to take over human beings. And they're basically just like fungus zombies.
Hmm.
Do they have morel mushrooms here?
I don't know. Don't know.
When I was little, we always went hunting for morel mushrooms. It was so fun.
I don't know my mushrooms.
You don't?
No.
They were so good.
Yeah, it says that they're available from right now, April to October, if you just go out and hunt for them.
You guys, they're the best mushrooms. They're not hallucinogenic or anything. I mean,
yeah.
They're the best mushrooms you'll ever eat
in
your life.
Yeah, I'd make a mistake, though.
Oh, why? Yeah.
Well, just recognizing the right mushroom.
Oh, well, these look like, I don't know, like acne pits.
Yeah, they're kind of porous.
Yeah. I mean, they don't look pretty, but man, and butter, oh, and garlic, oh my God, so good, so good. All right, anyway, mushroom hunting is a very fun event to do with your son.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Again, I think we might pick the wrong one. With a seven-year-old, not sure I want to take that chance.
Well, you don't cook them if you, I mean.
I'm not that good at identifying mushrooms.
These are pretty specific.
The only place I can really go out. And identify a good mushroom is King Soopers. Yeah. Okay? Those I can really get.
All right. Well, anyway. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? I already said that one. Film on the Rocks is returning to Colorado. Everybody loves this. Film on the Rocks. Hey, you can go to this one by yourself too, Schmidl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I can meet someone there too. It seems like it'd be easier to like mingle and social than a normal movie.
No. Yeah, I think it would.
I feel like nobody goes there alone at this one.
Yeah, it's more of a group thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I just sit there in my blanket by myself.
Hey, dude.
Popcorn.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot.
It is worth a shot.
For you, it's worth a shot.
Yeah. And by the way, still very proud of you for getting out there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Not just sulking. I was worried about him because I thought he was just
going to... I don't know if going to a theater where it's all dark is getting out there.
It is. He went somewhere.
For him, at least he got out of the house.
The only way he's going to meet somebody is in the popcorn line.
Right.
Right?
But at least he didn't stay at home feeling sorry for himself.
Right.
Yeah.
He went and saw Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, he might want to go somewhere where they actually dance or something. They do something.
Or where there's not all children.
Yeah. Where there's not all kids. Parents. What's Minecraft?
There's got to be some single moms there or something, you know, and meet them.
And they're going to see you at Minecraft alone. And think, now that's a guy I want.
That's a guy.
Right. He's there. For me. The only thing I would suggest, Schmidl, is that maybe, like, if you're going to go to that movie again, like, by yourself and look for single moms, is rent, like, a Ferrari or something for the weekend. You know?
Yeah. It's starting to look impressive when I pull up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so they, you know. I think it just helped.
Yeah, sell myself a little bit more.
And to find the right, you know, a mom that's single with a small child, go to something like Dog Man. Or Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
Dude, I was thinking see a dog man. Yeah.
You got to show up at like Lyle Lyle Crocodile to find that.
Dog Man looked pretty good.
Yeah.
What did you do when the chicken song came on?
I looked around to see if anybody else was about to be yelling chicken jockey, and then I could just tell all the parents were like, don't do it. And so I just was...
Aw, you didn't get to yell it?
No, I could tell that no one wanted to do it.
I thought you could at least yell it, just not throw popcorn.
Yeah. I wanted to, but then if I would have done it, I would have been the only person to go, chicken jockey! And then I would have been this 35-year-old guy.
He's 35-year-old dude. That would have been hot.
Women would totally dig that.
Oh, yeah. Any single mom there would have been all over you.
Hey, you want to come home with me?
I'll show you chicken jockey. Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday. Monday after Easter. Going to be windy today, but nice. 68 for a high.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, and it's a free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go in the podcast. We'll have the podcast up in about an hour. Okay, so if you miss anything on the show, you can go to the podcast and get it just a little bit later on in about an hour. Okay.
Well, I have a question.
All right, go ahead.
I'm in the middle of it. So it's you know Deborah Takahara.
Yeah.
She made those airbags that explode in your face.
Terrible airbag. Yeah. I mean, she's a wonderful person.
Yes.
But with airbags,
terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
So it was her birthday over the weekend. Now,
and happy birthday, Deborah.
Right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was her birthday, and I really dig her. But anyway, all her husband got her was a candle.
A candle?
He got her a candle.
For her birthday.
Yeah. That's it. Now, I started to write, I hope your husband got you more than just a candle for your birthday. And then I wrote ... men. But then I was like, maybe I don't want to send that because that, you know, on her Facebook page because,
Now, she's not complaining.
No, she's not complaining. She's like, look at this cute candle he got me.
Well, because she posted about it, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
She said, oh my gosh, my husband spoiled me so much. He took me to dinner and he got me this cute candle. No.
That's a good relationship if that works. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's a really good, because it will not work at my house.
No, it won't work at my house either.
No,
you can't just
give
me a candle
for
my birthday.
You know, I got to hand it to her and to him.
Yeah.
To him for even recognizing that he can go out and buy a stupid candle and get by with it.
I know.
You know, and her be proud and post about it. I mean, that is really understanding your wife.
Yeah.
I don't get my wife like that.
No, because, I mean, can you imagine if you only got Lisa a candle for a birthday?
Oh. Dude, that would not fly at all.
No,
it's got to be a minimum, unless I can find like an $800 candle. And then that's not even going to fly.
Maybe like a Mickey Mouse limited edition candle.
Special.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I like that they're at that place in their life.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess
where
so.
They can, a candle solves everything.
Yeah, maybe
you know?
So. All right.
That's a good relationship.
I won't post that.
No, don't negative that.
Is that all I got you? Is a candle?
No.
.. men.
No, that's bad karma. Don't come in there with that. Back up.
I'll just stick it with happy birthday.
Yeah. I'm sure it's scented. Probably in a pretty little, nice little vase of some type that it burns in. I don't know.
It doesn't look that special.
I haven't seen the picture.
It looks like the dollar store.
Yeah. Even better relationship. When you can come home and it still has the price tag of 99 cents on it.
Right?
Dude, she loves you.
And she said he spoiled her. Oh my gosh,
and
my
he
husband.
Spoils her?
That's what she said. Oh my God, he spoiled me so much for my birthday.
Where did they go to dinner? Do you know?
I don't know. Oh. No.
Deborah Takahara, one of a kind. Every man should have one. Every man should have one.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Monday, the day after Easter, a couple of events going on right now. They've got the events. Bells are tolling over in St. Peter's Square, Vatican City.
You know what is interesting is that you just had a little moment that you got sad that the Pope had died.
Yeah, it kind of hit me.
We've been talking about it all morning.
I know.
I know. I don't know why, but all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is a big deal, man.
Yeah,
this is a big deal.
Just,
this
all
is
of a sudden
sad.
He goes, this is, yeah, this
gotta,
is sad. I'm sad.
Gotta figure this out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We found out a couple of things this morning early. We did a Pope trivia questions, and a lot of these details I had no idea of, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, for an example, how much money a month does the Pope make?
I forgot.
$24,000.
$24,000 a month.
A month.
That is a lot of money.
Into a bank account that's his. It's all his money, trust fund, but it's all his. And remember, he gets his housing, food, doctors, everything's
right.
Free.
Yep.
He's got like five cars.
He does?
Yeah.
I thought he only had the Pope Mobile.
Mm-hmm. No. They have like a Mercedes-Benz. I saw a Ferrari.
Really?
That's
the
there.
The Pope has a Ferrari.
The Vatican does, yeah.
The Vatican has a Ferrari.
Yeah.
The Vatican has a Ferrari.
Yeah, I think he's got
the
four cars.
The Holy Ferrari?
I don't know.
A Holy Ferrari.
I'm just saying, Jamie. These are things
forget,
I didn't know.
Don't forget Matsuki. I think, is it Matsuki? He's up on the mount.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's my guy. $10.
He's the guy that's waiting to be the next Pope.
Yes.
If he gets voted in by the other cardinals. Yeah. Spadale, did you find anything about cars?
Yeah, so I'm seeing that the Vatican doesn't currently own a Ferrari, but there was one given to Pope John Paul II as a Ferrari Enzo as a gift, and it was later auctioned off, and then they used the proceeds for charity.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
What's in the garage right now?
I'm going to have to look that up.
Do they say? It was a fancy car. I know that.
Do you think that you guys could take a vow of celibacy?
No way.
Absolutely not.
Probably.
No.
That's not one of the things we learned earlier this morning. That's a new question from Jamie. We didn't learn that at all this morning. It's a brand new question. But yeah, I'd probably pull it off. Fact.
Okay. All right.
I've been pulling it off.
God bless him. Bless your heart.
That's enough Pope trivia, folks, for one day.
God.
Maybe again tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, there you go. That's a Monday in the bag, man. Just like an Easter egg in the basket.
Oh, God.
You can get the podcast on the Audacy app. AUDACY.
It's not with an O?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, good to know.
No.
Who thought that one out?
It's free. I don't know, but it's catchy. We got to go.
Okay.
We gotta go. What are you doing today? Are you finishing up your DIY or are you done?
Yeah, and I can't believe you're slamming it either.
Oh, my God. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. You're not going to believe what Jamie is putting into one of her rooms in her house.
It looks amazing.
It looks amazing. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it
if you're
is.
Dick Sporting Goods, it looks amazing.
Oh, wow. You wait, I'm going to finish
hideous.
It up today. It's not hideous.
I don't
it's hideous.
See how a woman would like that.
Thank you.
Yes, you could. Well said. Never heard truer words. In fact.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Pile on, BJ. Right. Pile on. Jamie, no. Let me put it this way, okay? In my lifetime, and I've been around for a while, boys, okay? In my lifetime, I have never in my life walked into my house and seen one of these.
Well,
not my house.
Anybody's house.
And seen one of these.
Yeah, but have you ever gone to everybody's bedrooms?
I'm just saying. I've never, ever seen this in anybody's house. Again, I've been in some people's bedrooms. Not very often.
Well, anyway, I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish it today, and you'll see the end result, and you'll be like, holy cow.
It's over the top.
No, it's amazing.
Gluttony.
Gluttony.
This is Oprah.
Really?
This is Oprah in Littleton. If you took Oprah and put her in Littleton, this is what it would look like to the neighbors.
Yeah, but I'm doing it myself. Oprah would have it done.
And Jamie weighs less. All right, but
thanks.
I'm just saying. All right, we'll talk about it tomorrow morning just after 7 o'clock, okay?
God,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's
it really
not.
Is.
It's really
All right,
not.
You
it's
guys have
affordable.
A great day. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.